Welcome to the Sukkah and Sukkah on the face and face in the Chinuch. Let Hashem be negated everyone personally to their own kids. We'll go through the Yonim a little bit. First, where's the Makar for Chinuch? Is it in the Ravon, in the Raisel? What's the reason for it? So Pashas, we learn the Gemara on the face and face. The Gemara says that Hilenia Malka, that she had to listen to the words of the Chachamim. The Pashas of the Gemara is that it's a Dindar Avonim. And the Makar for it says the ritual is from the Pasuk in Mishlei, Chanoich Linar Al Pidarkoi. That's the Rambam in Machlokes Yisuris, Perek Yizayin, Alach Chavches says the Inyan of Chinuch is where from this Pasuk again, Chanoich Linar Al Pidarkoi. And the Pasuk in Migdal Alach, the Aruch HaShulchan, Simen Shimem Gimel, the Mishavur, Simen Shimem Gimel, and the Chayotim, Klaus Samach Vav, all bring down the Makar for Chinuch, is this Pasuk, Chanoich Linar Al Pidarkoi. So the Pashtus, it is a Dindar Abonim. Betim, the two Mephoshi Gemaras, the Gemara and Sukkah and Abchavches, the Gemara says that by sitting in a Sukkah, it says the word Ha'ezrach, Ha'ezrach Lafuke Noshim, that Noshim did not have to sit in the Sukkah, and Kol is Labas Ketanim, a cotton does have to sit in the Sukkah. That the Gemara, Ketanim, Ay, it's only Chinuch, Chinuch is only Dindar Abonim. The Gemara says, Enechnami, it's a smach to Ba'almo. But the Gemara assumes, Kapashis, that Chinuch is a Dindar Abonim. Similar, a Gemara in Chagiyot Avdallah, the Gemara says, by being Oyle Regal, it says the word Zachar, Lafuke Noshim, may not be Oyle Regal. However, Kol, to be Marbek Tanim, they have to be. Fed the Gemara, Ay Ketanim, is only a Dindar Abonim. And the Gemara, Smach to Ba'almo. So two Gemaras, the Echnami, that Chinuch is Rabbonim, and Pasha the Gemara, Avvez. So, you can ask two shailas. One up his svara is, what do you expect a child to do when he comes by mitzvah? He should do Torah mitzvahs. If no one's mechanachim and no one tells him what to do and no one trains him what to do, how is there at all a chiyah for a person when he turns by mitzvah to do Torah mitzvahs? How is it a shayach al piyaseichel? Well, you can ask from different marimakoymis. Just ask from one marimakoym, the Chavetz Chaim in Kol Kisvei in the Geras Lamed. His words are, Shebedin Torah mechuyev kol ish meyisrael lechanach his bonav. It's a din Torah that a person has a chiyah to mechanach his child. Chavetz Chaim is saying it's din Torah. Yet the Mishnah Berurah, Simen Shin Mem Gimel, he quotes the pasuk in Mishlei, which is either Drabonon or Divrei Kabbalah, but it's not a din Torah. How could it be that say al pisvara, say that our Makor say it's din deraisa, and yet the Pashas, the Gemaras, all over say it's din Drabonon? So Lechur and Chinuch, there are two different ways to mechanach a child. One is by the ideas, tell them the information, tell them the halachas, tell a child about tzitzis, tell them about tefillin, tell them about Shabbos, tell them about the arbaminim, tell them what to do. That means you don't teach him b'poil, you just tell him the information. When he comes 13, he knows he has to do it. What is to tell him the information, the knowledge? There's another way to mechanach a child, is b'poil. Give him a lulav and make him shake it. Tell him about Shabbos and make him to be noyik Shabbos. Tell him about film and try upon film before his bar mitzvah. There's one chinuch in the ideas and one b'poil. If you only do b'poil, you put on film on him every time when he's a katan. When he comes bar mitzvah, he doesn't know what he's supposed to do if you don't tell him the halachas. You go to him 7 days a year and you give him a lulav and esrog, you make him shake. If you don't tell him when he has to do it and how he's supposed to do it, he won't. When he comes to gadol, he won't do the mitzvah correctly. Therefore, there's not a chiyuv. The idea is to tell him how to do the mitzvah and when to do the mitzvah. There are two different levels of the din chinuch. The din chinuch of idea, of knowing what to do. So the Ramban says in Pashas V'eschanon on the pasuk V'shinantim Levanecho, he says we have kalam psukim that there's a bris b'nei u'b'nechos loshen is there's a pasuk chukas oylam d'oraseichem a pasuk of b'nei u'b'nei b'nei yisrael oysil oylam zoyis b'si asher tishmu b'nei u'b'neichem u'b'nei zarecho achrecho. We have kama brisim between Akash Baruch Hu and us and our children. How can we achieve it with us and our children? Says Ramban, Hinei anachnu mitzuyin shiyoidu v'neinu ha-mitzvahs. We are mitzuyin, it is a tzivoy, a kashbarach is telling us, a mishinan to volvanecho, to mitzav our children and tell them about the mitzvahs. Veich yodu esam, im lo nilmodam. How are they going to know to do the mitzvahs? You don't teach them. Says the Ramban, in mishinan to volvanecho, nichl in that, is to tell them what to do. That is also a chiv of minatoyah to mechanach a child to know the ideas of the mitzvahs. There's another famous Igeres in the Chavetz Chaim, in the Igeres Nun Gimel, is printed in Kovitz Amorim Omen Ayin Aleph, in Kovitz Oris, in Simetes Nagodas, that he also says he has a letter about Chinuch Habonim, and he writes, V'hina Yidua Lakol, it's known to everybody, Ki Yisoyid Kiyim Ha'uma V'Toyrosoy V'Daitoy, the way to Mekayim the Torah and the Das, Hu Chinuch Habonim, L'Imatim Toyos Hashem L'Chanchem B'Mitzvahs, the way to keep Torah going, The Yisoid is to mechanach the children, and he brings psukim. What pasuk? He says, "Vishnantim levenecha, v'limatim moisim espenechem." One pasuk, another pasuk, "V'gadim levincha." A third, "V'limatim sapim ozei bincha." A fourth, "V'yaki yishalcha bincha." Ukevhavi kiyotu bezeh. Brings up psukim from the Torah. The chiv of a person, the mechanach a child, is it in Torah because he has to know what to do. That is the mechayv in the dia shaboy. However, the chiv chinuch in the bapoil to make him sin a sukkah, the gemara nafes in sukkah by eleni malkut bapoil. That's a chiv chinuch rabbanon. That's chanoich minar pi darkoi. The gemara sukkah nafkol ches and says to sin a sukkah that again bapoil. That's the rabbanon. The gemara chagiga nafdala which says by being early regal to bring up a child. That the gemara is calling rabbanon because that's a chiv chinuch bapoil. The Yaakov Kamenetsky, namely Yaakov and Gedushin, takes it even a step further on the Flamid. He says, even more so, besides the Chiyav Chinuch on the father to mechanach the child midin Torah, as limud Torah and Torah maybe with a maisa, let's say the child has no father, he's not around for whatever reason, he says it's a Chiyav min Torah and the child to teach himself. Why? He says the level is when Mishiyakim, he recognizes the Bar Olam and he recognizes he has to teach himself. So the Chiyav midin Torah to teach himself because he knows when he turns 13, he has to Torah mitzvahs. The Chiyav Chinuch to mechayv on upon a person, the idea shavoy is locked off from the father. It's even a child mashiach, he has a chiv upon himself, because I'll be svar, he has to know what to do when he turns by mitzvah. Because one is either vishnant of nefer, it's michel in the Indian of Talmud Torah, Torah you may be there, my son, oh, chiv chinuch. But yeah, but he brings it right from the Rambam, that I'll be svar shavoy, a kosh baruch wants it. We'll get to maybe a better reason later on. We'll get to Rosh Hashanah, yeah. Maybe I'll swatch Hashem, but I'll peace for Shabbat Yavadu. That's Rabban's time, I'll peace for Yavadu. You have a chiv. If there's a father, I'm the father. If not, I'm the child. I'll swatch Hashem, we'll say maybe later. With this, maybe we can answer also the Gemara in Kedushin, the Gemara says that a father has a chiv to mechanach his child, not as chinuch, but as a chiv to do five things for his children. One is Mila, one's Pinapen, one's Torah, one's Umnos, and one's Nisuin. We have to, the father has to do these five things for the child. So the Shaila of the Olam asks is, where's the mitzvah chinuch? The chanukah child for mitzvahs. It says five cases and left out mitzvahs. So in Echanam, if you look at the Medrash Bamidbar Rabbah, Perikah Zayin, it does say mitzvahs. One of the cases over there is mitzvahs. But the Gemara Maaseh left it out. So the answer that Gemara is talking about only cases of Deraisa, the Chur and the Surin is Dindarabonon, the Ramam Shita, not like a Ritfo. The Chur, it's even saying cases of Dindarabonon. So if so, why isn't the chinuch, chanukah and Arapi Daki, was not nichla mentioned in the Gemara and Kedushin of Koftes? So the one way to answer is that there's a machlokes if chiyuv chinuch is on the father, or also on the mother. Machlokes, the main raya the Olam brings out the Gemara Sukkah by Eleni Amalkah, the chiyuv chinuch is even on the mother. That's Rashi Shita and that Beis Menalcha Chakigo. The chiyuv chinuch is on the mother also. So it's very good. The Gemara Kedushin is saying five things the father has to do and not the mother. Fine. However, let's go with the other Rishonim. It says the chiyuv chinuch is only the father. Mishabru, when he brings it down Lalacha, and Simon Shin Mem Gimel, and Simon Tov Reish Tazayin, and Simon Tov Reish Mem, he brings down always Blush and Yesh Oimim. Yesh Oimim, the Chiv Chinuch on the mother. It doesn't pass in that way Lalacha, even though the Gemara in that phase you have to answer, Trumat Tzedeshin, Mokhan Avram. However, he brings down, some say the Chiv Chinuch only the father, not the mother, Blush and Yesh Oimim. So, if so, why again does the Gemara Kedushin did not say the Indian of teaching a child to Mechalach them in mitzvahs of Chiv on the father? So what we're saying now, Pasha's the Chiv Chinuch on the father is what? Mitzav Vishnantibul Venecha, the Chiv min Torah is to teach him Torah, and Torah is Mevel Dei Maisa. It says Torah in the Mishnah, it says Torah in the Braisa. Torah is there. You have to mechanach him the Torah, why? To Mevel Dei Chinuch. The Lashon of the Chaz Nish, and Evan Ezra, Simon Kuf and Ches, he says, Miyu Adayna Av Chayim Mechinuch Benoit, Lishmo Darki Hashem, there's a Chiv on a father to mechanach a child besides in the Mikro. Why is the ik of the limud Torah? The ik way to mechanach a child is limud Torah. Limud Torah says in the Braisa, how you mechanach a child, the idea shavai is limud Torah. It's all nechal limud Torah. Look in the Re'eim, in Mitzvah Reish Chav Hei, on the Smag, in Mitzvah Yud Beis, he says, Vishinan Timul Venecha, teach a child what? Torah will mitzvahs. They add in the word mitzvahs. Nechal neged of teaching Torah is also mitzvahs. You have to teach a mitzvahs. So therefore it's also very good why the Chiv Chinuch is dafka on the father and not the mother. Why? Because who's the Chiv teaching Torah? Says the Gemara in Kedushin Dafka of Tez, teaching Torah the Chiv Chinuch is dafka on the father. Says the Meshachachim of Pashas V'yera, therefore the Chiv Chinuch of the Poil is also only a Chiv on the father, not the mother. Just like the Chiv Chinuch of the Diyas of Torah is only on the father, the Liman of Torah is only on the father, who in the Poil is only on the father. There's another terrorist, the Chiv Elev in Simon Ayin, says the reason why Chiv Chinuch Nachla Shita is only on the father, because we see that Mila, Pinyan Ben, Torah is only on the father. Who didn't receive from the Torah, the Gedder should only be on the father. Even though Pisvar, a person say the Chiv Chinuch should be on the mother, because she's the Ikkar of the Bayis. Fine, so again we have two Chalokim of Chinuch. One is the Chiv of Yedias, the Yedias of knowing what to do, which is Lechura Dinder Aiso, and the Chiv of Bapoil, of the Chinuch Lenar Pidarkoi. Now this Chiv Drabbanon, what is the Chiv? So it's known, Mishiv is Chakiro. Is the Chiv Chinuch just like a Chiv that the Gadol has, Huidin is a Chiv on the Katan, meaning the same exact mitzvah was put upon the Katan, therefore it looks like a Gadol has to do it, Kitikunai, with all its Pratim and all the Anfanim, the mitzvah correctly, Huidin the Katan has to do the same exact way, the same mitzvah, or is the Chiv Chinuch a Naya mitzvah? Gadol does it his way. A Katan, we want to make him ruggle. We want to make him used to doing the mitzvah. Which Rashi says, Losh is to make him ruggle, that base. The inner of a pile to make him ruggle. Therefore, the Chiv is anything that makes him, gets him to do the mitzvah. An Afkamin, there's the marshal. To give an Esek, that's Avmin and Mekai in the mitzvah. Can you give him a lemon? A lemon, the Maisa, if he's, it's not recognized, it's a lemon, looks like an Esek. You tell him, if he has to do the mitzvah like a Gadol, it's not Mekai in the mitzvah. If he has to make him ruggle, it makes him, 7 times a year, for 7 straight days, he has to pick up something and shakes it. It makes him ruggle to go do a mitzvah. It's a mekayin mitzvah chinuch on something that's not b'etzem the mitzvah. So the ritual in that phase, ritual says, no, a vada, because right from the lenia malko, the vada, you have to do mitzvah chinuch kitikunoi, just like a gadol who would in a cotton. That's the bialocho. In Simon Tofresh and Zayin, by the Arba Minim, he says, the last bialocho, it's poshut him that the dal minim have to be kosher mamish like a gadol. There's another Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tofresh and Ches and Sivkotin Chof Ches that brings down a shayla on the cotton. On the first day is mekayin the mitzvah of lulav dal minim with a dal minim that is shaul, that's not his. The loch is on the first day of Sukkot. The loch is that a person has to mekayim the abaminim with something that is his, has to be lechem. A cotton is mekayim it with lechem anat. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Magen Avraham, the Eli Rabba, the Pirim Gadol, the Kuri Yaakov, all say no, you have to mekayin the mitzvah kutikunoi. Just like your father has to mekayin the mitzvah with something that's not borrowed, has to be his, who is in the child. However, the Mishnah Berurah and the Sharitzian, he brings down, Victor Ishe argues, says that it's Mordechai b'shem Yeravon, it's the Arzu and Simon Shinid Ches, it's the Agos Oshri and Perek Dalet, that he says the Iker is that no, in a Chlami, you can mekayin the mitzvah with a lulav that's borrowed. And the Sharitzian says that's the Mechaber, and that's how it seems to be noita, the Mishnah Berurah seems to pass in Lachla Maisa, that you can be Mekayim the Mitzvah with a Lul of Shaul. But Moshe in Yerodayan, Chalik Aleph, what? So, he's noita that no, that's not a Klal, depends how he writes it. And just, who says it that way? But Moshe in Yerodayan, Chalik Aleph, Simon Kuf Laman Zayin, Chalik Gimel, Simon Nun Beis, says the Mishnah Berurah, he's noita that way, and he says the Mishnah Berurah Shita is the Mekayim Lul of Shaul. Said of other person not do it, in America we have money, you should become all shitas, get the Mogavam shita also. However, he says the Mishnah Berurah shita, which he has noted, that's the way how he writes, is that Echadami, you can't be Mekayim the mitzvah with the Lulav Shaul. The Mogavam will argue the Mishnah Berurah, where Moshe says that Tzvoi Vachorim holds that way, so we have Machlokes, if the Mishnah Berurah shita, you can't be Mekayim the mitzvah with something that's Be'etzem, the kid is not Mekayim the mitzvah with. While Lechua the Tzvoi explains to Moshe, is that the point is to make him ruggle. So you give him something that's not his, so what? Becomes ruggle the mitzvah. However, the Magen Avraham, with the email, it says, he's not Mekayim Lulav Shaul, but Iker L'chur, he holds the Chiv of Chinuch is, mamish like a gadol, hudin like a cotton. So, we'll get back to the students, Mishnah Berurah, how to answer it. So Moshe said upon this, he has different tshuvas, common tshuvas about it, and he said that he had different nafkaminas. To mention three different nafkaminas about this inyan of the Chiv Chinuch, is one case he has by tzitzis. So a kid has to wear tzitzis where the shear is roish v'rupay. A person has to wear a shear tzitzis when it covers the roish, his head, and the roish is guf. What about a cotton? Says that Moshe, feed the Mishnah Berurah, which he says Mishnah Berurah holds, that ikar chiyuv is to mechanechim, to make him ruggle into the mitzvah. So he says, very good, you don't have to give him the shear. As long as he wears something that's not the shear, makes him ruggle to the mitzvah, mekayin the mitzvah of tzitzis. And that's how the Aruch HaShulchan paskins himself in Simon Tazayin Narchaim, the mekayin the mitzvah of tzitzis by cotton, when in Echlam it's not the shear, because it makes him ruggle the mitzvah. However, says Moshe, feed the Mogan Avram, when the Imei, Rav HaChayim, holds the chiyuv chinuch is mamish, Kitikuna like a gadol, and Echlami says the Moshe the Chiv should be mamish roish v'ubay like a gadol. That's one afkamina he has. But here comes out the Mishnah Berurah, the Atzmi is being makel. The Moshe has another tshuva, Chelek Gimel, where Moshe is going to come out v'lechumro. where he has a case where in a certain town they want to make a yeshiva. They didn't have enough money to make a yeshiva only for boys, so he wanted to put boys and girls together. The choice was either to send these kids to a public school or not to a film place, or to make yeshiva a co-ed class for younger children, for boys and girls together. Well, we'll see. The young children. So he says, let's make a cheshbon. Feed the pshat as a mogad avram. You have to make a kain in the mitzvah, like a gadol. So he says, let's say a gadol sits in the class with another girl, and let's say there is no erhurim, there is no yitzahara, there's no chash from shmat mikol davara, no chash lois asu. Echam he can, except the problem is by gadol is not true. They have erhurim, they have yitzahara. Therefore, gadol cannot sit in the class. Why? Because they have a yitzahara. However, if this gadol had no yitzahara, be able to sit in the class. So then Moshe, therefore, a katan. Echlam, he has no yitzara, he has no hirhurim. Echlam, if you're the Mogad Avraham, he's like a gadol, and he can't have a mixed class, according to the Mogad Avraham. According to Mishnah Berurah, the gedur of chinuch is what? To remargle the child, to make him, when he gets older, so if he's in the class, boys and girls together, when he's 7 years old, 8 years old, when he comes older, when he comes above bar mitzvah, what's going to happen? He'll be able to speak to girls, to see girls, then maybe they yisru. So as the Mishnah Berurah, without the regular shavoy, he'll come rubble to be with girls, that'll become l'chumra, and we also have a class together. Moshe says, Avad, you should be machmer, and he says, B'sat tzarech gadol, maybe B'saymech Mogad Avraham. He says, if we end up the other choice of sending them to a not to from yeshiva, however, he said, Avad, collect money and make a yeshiva separate for boys and girls. However, this concept, again, as chinuch, the nafkamina, here comes out the Mishabur, is going to be more machmer. He has a third nafkamina of Moshe, and another tshuva in Yerodeh, Chalk Aleph, Simurish, Chav Dalet. He says, by the inner of Avelis and the cotton, or the chiv kriya on a cotton, is there a chiv on a cotton or not? So he says, if the chiv is like a gadol who's in a cotton, what's the nafkamina? Feed the mogad avram, just like a gadol has a chiv avelis and kriya, who's in a cotton has a chiv avelis and kriya. However, if you learn like the Mishnah Berurah, who says a chiv is only to margulim, however, then this far to machalik to the Moshe, because since avelis is something that happens to mikra, and who says it's going to happen in his life, hopefully it'll never happen to him that he'll ever have to sit by avelis. Therefore, since only the mikro, why be marking to something if lav dafka will happen? Therefore, it says the Moshe, the feed the Mishabur, there's a spot why the place can say, a kachnogu, l'cholapach, b'avelis, that in echlam b'avelis, we are knowing that children do not sit, kriya or machmer, but... No, two different things. Avelis, the Moshe says, the loch is b'mekel, and kriya, he says, I think it was, sorry, I was lotion, but there is much less. I think he said he should have been, but they by kriya. The other reasons also in the tshuva, he has other reasons, but one reason he wants to tell you in this hakira of din of avelis, of chinuch. If the reason is to god like cotton, make no chinuch. If the reason of chinuch is to marglim to what? Something might never happen. Maisa al kriya, again al cotton, we do, al going to the coastal kriya, so the Shmir Shabbat Kol Chotah has a safe on chinuch habonim, he says going to the kriya, you should not write kriya on the child. Yishlai and why, and that's the Lachud Meshavu and Simon Tovkov Samach Aleph, and Sifkon Yud Zayin says there is no Chiv Chinuch on the cotton by going to the Kaisel. Yishlai and again why, but that's what they're passing. So fine, these are nafkaminas if you hold what the Svara of Chinuch is. To go back to the Meshavu, Lachud is a Stira. Meshavu and the Bialacha and Simon Tovresh and Zayin says it's Poshit, all Dal Minim has to be Mamash Kitakunoi. Mashenkin Tovresh and Ches says the Moshe of the Noit of the Meshavu is that as long as it's making rubble in Mekai in the Mitzvah. So there are two different ways to answer the Mishnah Berurah among the Achronim. One Mahalach in Yilod and Balacha, Perek Aleph, the same thing in the Emek Sukkos and Avav and Beis, he's Mechalach whether it's Nikr or not. If something is Nikr, Chosan and the Lulav, there's a Psul, there's black dots, there's Nikdam, Nistak, something gets Nikr, that and Echnami, Be'etzem, a child to make him Ravel, that's a Chiv Chinuch. However, if he sees something wrong with it, there's a Chosan in front of him, you margle him to something that's incorrect. You margle him to a lemon. You margle him to something to gnain it. You be margle him to something that's not there. And he won't do the correct thing when he turns by mitzvah. However, something that's not nikur, lechem, you give him a lulav and tell him the kind of mitzvah, he does not marker, that's not his. He doesn't know, you tell him go shake it. Then in echlam, you offer him a kind of mitzvah. There is no son in the regular Shabbai. He will get older, he'll get a lulav and ask him the kind of mitzvah.
Oh, yeah, the kid.
What?
The kid knows the child.
Could be. This kid, Lachor, is telling the kid.
It's not every kid. It's telling that if the kid knows that you borrow me, you have to sneak and borrow.
Feed this other way. But that's this one way to answer the Mishnah Berurah. Another way to answer the Mishnah Berurah is what the Shema Benin Omer Mem Tes, the Mishnah Siyavitz in Moedim Simen Ayin, the Asher L'Shloim and Tinyon and Simen Gimel, Son Yad L'Yezib Tzichashin says it, and others. They give a teretz I said there's a chiluk whether the chiyuv is on the chetzo or on the gavro. When there's a psul in the chetzo in the etzrik, whether there's a chosu in the etzrik, or it's nikdam, something wrong with the chetzo. So that, in a chlam, you have to do the, just like a gadol who's in the cotton. The chiyuv is on the gadol just like a cotton. Therefore, if there's a psul in the chetzo, you gave him something that's a, it's a problem with you, namakai the mitzvah chinuch. However, with the psul in the chem, which the psul in the cotton himself has nothing to do with you, ba'etzem, you gave him the mitzvah kitukunoi. He said there's a problem with him in the gavro. That's his responsibility. It's his achrayis. He can't do anything about it. But the mice is the psul and the garfo. Fine, that we don't worry about. Foshen afkamina between the two mahalchim is given an esrik from a irani dachas. If the reason is out because it has to be nicker, kid's not nicker, you're mekayin the mitzvah, giving him an esrik irani dachas. If the reason is because the psul and the chetzo, right now it's michtik kotlushu, right? There is no esrik here, and I'm mekayin the mitzvah, the psul and the thing itself. This Ramosh, the feeder of Moshe is nafkamina, is where he's saying Pshan the Mishabur, the Chur is not going not either Mahalach. Because if the reason is because it's a chsarn, whether it's nicker, not nicker, the Chur is case by Tissus won't work out, the case by Avelis won't work out, or the is Mahalach of between Gam and Chefto, also the Chur will make a nafkamina by Avelis. The Chur of Moshe, I don't know how he learned the Mishabur, it sounds like he never quotes to be Halacha, sounds like he wasn't going to be Halacha, he held the Ikkur's Mishabur in the Sharatin. Talk about how Ramosh learned the Mishabur. You can't ask a shayla on every time you chanach a child in chinuch that you have to do kidikunoi. So the loch is in Siman Samach, we pass in Orachayim, the mitzvah is tzrichas kavona. So when you give a kid to do luv and esrik, he has no kavona, he has no das. Haimakan is chinuch, he did not do kidikunoi, he did not do it correctly. He wants to do it correctly. That's what the Torah Evan asks. So if it's in the Gabra, it's not that fair. But when he answers the Torah Evan, he says that when there's a psul, a chson in the cotton, it's like katnu shaboy, that does not make it a chsarn in the chinuch. The only time there's a chsarn in the chinuch, let's say, he cannot be early regal because he has no legs. When he gets older, he also won't be able to early regal because he has no legs. That's an outside factor, that echnami, that is still, there's no chiv chinuch. However, when there's a, he's not kind of mitzvah, he's a cotton, mitzad, he's a cotton, because he's too young, he has no das, that echnami says to Evan, you are mekai, there is a chiv chinuch, and we don't care about mitzvah tzius chavonah. Who did with this? He can answer the Achiezer. The Achiezer Chelikimel Simpei Aleph. He talks about how can you have a chiv chinuch on a child by Shabbos? Either chson of malach machshavas. He has no machshav for it also. Where's a chiv chinuch? Which there is minatara yishlayin. So again, the same thing. There's no chson of chinuch. Why? Because again, because it's mitzad the kana shabbat. Mitzad is das. And it's still a chiv chinuch. Who can answer the same thing? The Rogachov and Tovnos Paneach and Vinsk Chelik Beis. He asks the putting up. Tefillin on a cotton, so what happened? A cotton puts on his own tefillin, binds it around himself. If a cotton binds tefillin around the godel is not makai the mitzvah, because who bound it? The cotton. So says the Rogachov, who's bounding himself the cotton? The cotton. So he's not makai the mitzvah. David the Rogachov says, when he puts on a tefillin, when he's blessed by mitzvah, do not make a bracha. Lachma maisi paskins, don't make a bracha, because if a cotton put on tefillin on a godel, it won't be makai the mitzvah. Who did the cotton out of the cotton? However, l'chur l'fid the two ever not shred. The only reason not makai the mitzvah means hakan the tzvoy. Still, there will be a chiv chinuch. Just to go very bekitzer, the chiv chinuch on a person. That's in the Kama Gemara, Kama Rishonim, Kama Paiskim. We'll go through the Mahalath Mishibura, how he paskins in Siman Shinmem Gimel Narachaim. That in a child, there are three different levels. There's a child who is a bar chinuch. There's a child who is a bar avono. And there's a child who has no havana at all, no understanding at all. Explain each one. Someone's a bar chinuch, means someone who has chrifus, with yosai. He understands when you tell him this mitzvah Hashem said to do, he does it. V'oid, he has to also know how to do the mitzvah. Like, lulav and esrog, he has to know to shake it. So the place can say, lulav and esrog, Eric, at the age of 5-6, you tell him Hashem said to do it. And you have to do nanum, shake it. And if I mean, that is a bar chinuch. Bar chinuch means he understands Hashem said, and he has to know how to do it. That's bar chinuch. Bar avona means less than that. He does not understand Hashem. But if you tell him something is aser, he'll listen to you. Which the Pesukim say is barach 3, 3, 4, 2, 3, around the age of 3 years old, that a bar avona means you say aser, they come back half hour later, he'll still won't do it. Because he understands it's aser. Tell a 1 year old child it's aser, you yell at him, he'll stop for a second, a minute later, he goes back and does it again. So bar avona means someone who understands it's aser not to do, not because Hashem said so. Aser, don't do. Then there's someone who's la bav on a klal. Someone less than 3 or less than 2. That someone does not understand anything. You tell him something, he don't understand. You tell a 1 year old child, it's meaningless. Or even if you tell a 2 year old child, usually, depends on how sharp he is, usually he'll do it 5 minutes later. You don't understand the concept of Osir and Mutter, you don't understand the whole entire concept. Those are three levels. One is by Chinuch, one's by Avona, one's not by Avona Klal. So, what is Halachas? So, first by the father. There's a father and other people. By the father, the din is that he's not bar havono, he has nothing, he has no das at all. The law is to give him isurim, it's asur. Meaning, to take a coin who's a cotton and put him in a basic forest, asur. To give him things to eat, that is asur, treifus, that is asur. To safina be a dime, to give him isurim, it does not make a difference what age he is, one day old and onwards, safina is asur. However, any lavim or any assays to mechanachim, there is no chiv at all, not to abon, not to isur, you don't have to mechanachim at all. The next level, by havono, someone who understands the word Isser, says the Mishabura, the loch is you have to mechanachim and lavim. That means you have to tell him, you can't eat this, you on Shabbos, you can't do this. Lavim, you have to mechanachim. However, a say is you don't mechanachim. Third level, by avono, is what is that? You mechanachim and everything, a say is lavim, whether it's drabon, derais, you mechanachim for everything. That is a chiv upon the father. The chiv upon another person, some person in the street. So he has different levels, different halachas. One halacha is to sfinim b'yidayim is also upon him also. To give any child any isser, to put a coin in the basic chorus, or to give him anything to eat, sfinim b'yidayim, that's also even an acherim. Then there's another halacha by another person, which I don't think Olam knows, and Mishabua passes that way, is when a cotton is doing an isser, of an isser deraiso, you have to stop him. Once he's a bar chinuch, once he reaches age 5, 6, and he does it, is it a raiso? You have to tell him not to do it. Lamashal, on Shabbos, you see a child putting on the light switch, and it'll be aish, a light bulb. It'll be aish. So people think it's not my child, you ignore it. Says the Mishabruah, passing like Chayodim, the locha is that on din de raiso putting on a light switch, you have to stop me. And the chiv chinuch, just like the father. And once he reaches the age chinuch, you have to stop him. The father's a chiv once he's by avona. But a person in the street has a chiv once he's by a chinuch to stop him from doing any is it a raiso. Who means also, Enu ben Anum Chaveo is Gatlo Echa Kamoicho. Or any Yisurim who you have a chiv chinuch to stop him doing any lav. One. Yeah. I don't know. No, at all. Yeah.
So, like, you have to wait 6 hours?
So, the halach is, anyway, the Amal Pasans and Simon Peites, Mikat is only 1 hour. We are Machmer 6 hours, so a child. The halach is, if he's less than 3 years old, so then we don't even wait at all, what he's going to say. He's above 3, why? Because the whole din is into Rabbanon and didn't put the din upon children. And even the Ramah is saying 1 hour is only asked mitzvah minik shavoy. That's when the Gemara says, Mesil Lesudi can bench. A child, we are saying on that. Once he's past 3, you stop him mechanachim, plus he can say you stop in 1 hour, which is the Ramah's ik halacha. We are machmer for 6 hours, but again he said we should do it slowly. What?
No, 5 and 6 till age 5.
No, he's 5. He's just slowly. 5 when he's 9 years old, to do as much as he can. Just slowly build him up. Once here, that clash out about Shabbos. Let's say you want to hold. Let's say you have a light on the room or the lights off by the Shabbos meal, and you want to put the light on. Can you hold the kid by the light switch? So let's say. Once he is 5 years old, 6 years old, he's a barachinuch, so I cannot put him there. No one else can put this child there. It's also gomer, because you have to stop him from doing yisurim to put him on the line switch, that is also. But let's say the child is less than 3 or less than 2, l'kuli alma. He's not baravon at all. Can the father or anyone just hold the kid by the light switch and let him put it on or put it off, because he's not baravon. He doesn't stand anything at all. L'chura, there's no chesaron of chinuch. There's no get of chinuch. The only yisur on someone's la baravon is to feed him. It's to give him yisurim. Tini serum, cause serum upon him. Here you're holding him there. To take his hand and to knock the switch, that about is also because you're using him as a hammer. However, just to hold him there, you're allowed to do it or not. To stamp to do it for the fun of it on Shabbos, that's a Zilchul Shabbos. But let's say there's a tzorich, you're allowed to do it or not. So l'chur api svara, there should be no iser. Where's the chiv chinuch? That's how the Pesach Shuvah, Simim Gimel, the Pesach Eilim, and Simim Chavez, and Gil Seif, and Simim Tzadik. Someone wrote to B'chaim Kinevsky that way. I heard B'shem Liashiv, Rav Ruben, and he gave a Shabbos Joshua, Shabbos a Gadol Joshua about this, and the Sefer Yilot Malacha, the art scroll, the old Paschal Malacha Lamaisa, is Mutal Hadchila, put a child by the light switch. Why? He's not by Chinuch, he's not by Avono, he's nothing at all. What's the Isser? The only Chiva Safin, holding there's no Isser at all. When Mr. Kaplan said he spoke to Shmir Shabbos and Chosoy, and Shlomo Zalman, the Isser, and both said it was Isser. He wasn't sure why. find Achalkim Belachura, what Rav Reuben knew this and still he said against that, Alach Lamaisa is Mutter. So Lamaisa, Avat to Mezalzel Shabbos, knew Samuza, that's also. If there is no Tzarech, you shouldn't do it. And if, even if you do do it, if you need to do it, Lachush, do it Shloi Bafon and not in front of other people, because they won't understand the Chiluk. Why by lights, which, yeah, when he's 2 years old, 5 years old, but what's the difference? So Avat, even if you do do it, and even if there is a Tzarech, you should not do it in front of other people. Alach Lamaisa, let's go above. Until what age is the Chiyav Chinuch? Until what age? So, in Simon Reish Chafei, Sivkan Zayin, the Mishavura writes, on the din of, we say, Baruch Shabbatrani. So why I say Baruch Shabbatrani? Because they're telling, make a bracha, Baruch Shem, we're part of this Oynish, and I'm the Chiyav Chinuch to Mechalach my child. And if I didn't do it correctly, I will get punished. Once he reaches Bar Mitzvah, there is no more Chiyav upon me. Says the Mishavura, therefore, there is no more chiv chinuch once he hits bar mitzvah. He's potter in ganzin. However, he says, the chiv techocha like any person, just like I have a chiv techocha, give to anyone over here, if they listen to me, who didn't have my child, I have a chiv techocha like any person. But mitzad chinuch shavoy, says the Mishabru over there, there is no chiv at all. Who didn't the prima godim over there, paskin, there is no chiv past the age of Yud Gimel. Well, by a girl, 12.
Even if he's not a
badass? If he's not a badass, then once he hits a godel, once he's a godel.
Once he's a
Tishra, it has nothing to do with 13. Beis Aris, a Gadol. So he's asking a child. He's saying the Gemara Kedusha Nafalama. The Gemara says that what age of Mechanach, the Gemara quotes a Pasuk, Chanuch Lenar Fidarkoi, this Pasuk, the Makar of Chinuch, and the Gemara says that what age should you get married a person off? One man Yoma says 1622, another man Yoma says from 1824, and that's the same Pasuk, Chanuch Lenar, that's the Makar of Chinuch, and saying it's passed by Mitzvah. Therefore, Moshe and Dibros in Shabbos and Simchah Vav or Pebeis and in Kol Rom, also in Chel Gimel, he says on this Mishabua Tzarech in Gadol because of this Gemara. He says, before she Gemara against you, what do you do with the Gemara? And therefore, in Echlami, he argues and says, therefore, in Echlami, there is a Chiv Chinuch on the Katan. He's always your son. He's always your child. The Chiv Chinuch is whenever, always, whenever he's going to listen to you, there is a chiyuv chinuch. I always say, Baruch Shabbatrani. So the Moshe, there's a chiluk, whether he's a less than 13 is Ben Om L'chaveroi, and above 13 is Ben Om L'mokoi. Explains the Moshe that when he's less than 13, to know what to do, then for him to be punished from his serum, or the Chayma Isser, if you don't tell him what to do, he won't know what to do at all. It's a Ben Om L'chaveroi. You're telling him what to do, it's not Ben Om L'chaveroi. And therefore, if you don't do it, you have to mefayis him by Yom Kippur and ask him a chiluf from your own child. But the chim mitzav ben amachaveroi. Once he hits bar mitzvah, then the evade mitzad the kot himself who hit a gadol now is a chiv to mechanach himself. However, says the Moshe ben om lamakim to megadol kavod shemayim to help out the child mitzad kodesh baruch hu to help him out. They should not do anything wrong mitzad ben om lamakim. Echlami is a chiv chinuch from 13 onwards. That's ben om lamakim, and that echlami if he doesn't do it. He'll have to do tshuva, and tshuva him kibbutz mechapa. He doesn't have to be mafayis as a child. Sorry? Yes, no, yes, so, but lochaveh has worse. Here you have to be mafayis as a child, but no lomachim you won't have to. When it's till 13, it has both, but lochaveh and but lomachim. Above 13, it's only but lomachim. And that's why you say, Bach Shuchani, I'm part of this oynish, this terrible thing, but lomachaveh.
Oh,
so the passive age, no, that's chanuk lanar, pidarkoi. We'll get back to that. Maisa, the Gemara in Kedushin, Naflaman had to answer it. So there is a letter from Chaim Knievsky, Sefer Minchas Alimelech, in Chelik Beis, in the end, in Simon Beis, in Ois Beis, answers it, what he means, Yeshlayim. But Maisa, he asks his kash and he answers it. There is a Gemara in Sukkah, on Daphne Beis. The Gemara says that Mechalach a child in Tefillin, once he knows how to beshamer himself for Tefillin, the father is a chiv to buy him Tefillin. Says the Baal Iter, what age is that? He says the chiyuv chinuch on the cot of the tefillin is 13. Chiyuv chinuch is 13. This baal itta the Ramah brings down halacha in the end of the siman lamed zayin says v'chein nogu v'ein l'shanes. The chiyuv chinuch on the cot of the tefillin, some people will know you that way, is from 13 when it hits 13. So, in fact, the prima godim and the mishabuah themselves, they both hold chiyuv chinuch is only to bar mitzvah, not past that. So, how can the gemara say chiyuv chinuch by tefillin is what? Is when you shame a tefillin, which is the baal itta shita of 13? There's no chiyuv chinuch anymore. So the Prima Godim answers that Echlami is talking about he's 13 and did not have two Cyrus yet. He's age 13, but not two Cyrus. That's him, he's a Kotim. The Meshavua says, as Doicha God will say this, he gives another Teretz. He says, I am Birke Yosef, which Reb Chaim Knievsky also says is a Doicha Godel. Well, nice, them, they hold that there is no Chiv Chinuch past 13. Reb Chaim Kanievsky has a sefer on the, he has a pirush on the sefer tefillin in Perek Dalet, also in Derech Sicho, in Amanayin Aleph, I think. He has a different mahalach. He also argues the Mishavu and the Be'alach and says, is a chiyav chiduch, but not like a Moshe. He says, Be'etzem, until you hit 13, there's a full chiyav chiduch on the father. Once you hit 13, the chiyav chiduch is on the son, except the things he can't do. The mashal, he can't buy himself dal minim, he has no money. Things he can't do, is a chiyav for the father to buy. A kid has no money for tefillin, $600, $800, $1,000, that's a chiyav chiduch on the father. Chaim. That the chiyav chinuch is on the father. So saying Chaim, says Chaim, the pshat is, there is no chiyav chinuch, that's what you say about mitzvah, that's for most things. However, the things that's not beyond the kid, there is a chiyav chinuch upon the father. Like according to Chaim Kanievsky, there won't be a chiyav chinuch. Who write to Rav Moshe, if there is a shulchan aruch harav, in Hilchos Talmud Torah, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Vav, and he writes, Kol Shaben Eshelo L'Asik B'Torah, anytime you have a son who is able to be Isaac B'Torah, but in Isaac and doesn't want to, the Yeshi Cholos B'Yad Av L'Koyfei, and the father can force him. Mutalav M'Divei Kapolo, it's put upon the father M'Divei Kapolo, the Koyfei L'Asik B'Torah, a father has to force a child to learn Torah, V'chein L'Adrichoy B'Dechel Mosav Yerushimayim, and to Madrichim in Mosav Yerushimayim, Chol Drachav V'Nagoysav, Be'oid Yodai to Kiva Abanai, when he still has a koi to his son, the Hainu, that's what means the Gemara, Ache Chodal Shono, Shnema Chanoich Lana Pidarkoi, Ladak Nesuun, for anything of Yeshemaim, any Derech Musar, for the Isaac Batoyo, says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, you have a Chiv, why? Chanoich Lana Pidarkoi, Lchuan Alak Abchaim, like a Moshe, the Chiv is always. Shederach Shikol Yomov, Yemis Nagvoi, Chinuch Loi Benai Oisoi. He ends off, however, let's say past 24, why there's no Chiv Chinuch? He says, because he won't listen. Because children past a certain age aren't children, they won't listen. Loshen he'll kick you, or the passing Shulchan Aruch Sim Reishmem, the son of Lefnei Iver, if he won't listen to you, therefore he can't be machmir on him. But Be'etzem, if he will listen to you, Chiv Chinuch is the Olam Vaad. Just when, he won't listen anymore, therefore it's till 24. Therefore, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, the holds like a Moshe, and the Chiv Chinuch is whenever he'll listen to you. Skimo was mentioned first. The Chiyav Chinuch L'chura is Minatoya for the Yediyah Shavai. The Bepoil, to teach him the act, to do a Bepoil, that's L'chura Chiyav only Da'abonon. The Chiyav Bepoil, what is the Chiyav? Some say the Chiyav is, some say it's Afka G'dekunai, and some say no, it's only the Gila Shavai. When we meet Pshan Mishavuot L'chura, there's a Stira. One time he says you have to become all the mitzvahs, one time G'dekunai, one time by L'chem, he sounds like it's being Mekel. Nafkamina is going to be whether it's Nicker, or not Nicker, or another Nafkamina will be whether it's a Gavra in the Chepzo. The Chiv on the father, it depends. If he's La Ba'avon at all, the Chiv is Safino, he can't give him anything. However, for Loisa says once he's Ba'avono, and I say it once he's Ba'achinach. On other people, the Chiv Safino give him a sum is always Osir. However, upon him also, once the child is Ba'achinach, a person has a Chiv to Mechalachim not to do any of Eris. Till what age is the Chiv Chinach? So the Mishabura says until 13. Past that is the Mitzat HaChocho. But Moshe says the Chiv is lo'olam, and Chaim Kanievsky says the chiyav chinuch is only when it's not biyodoi. The kamashitas that hold the chiyav chinuch is dafko on the father and not on the son. That's Rashi to in brachas avam ches, the Rabban Megillo, and the Bzel b'chochmo and Chelik Aleph Simulam and Zayin says Rishonim Paiskim hold the chiyav chinuch is not a chiyav the son has to do; it's a chiyav on the father. So you can clarify shaylo. The father tells you, know what? Don't do this and this. Don't be mechal Shabbos. Can the son say, very good, I heard what you said, and he'll go do it. You do what you want to do, I'll do what I have to do. The chiyav chinuch is not put upon me. Well, my brother said in his class, when he was in 11th grade, he had a guy in his class, he was 12 years old, a chacham, and he said he used to fight with his father all the time about this. 12 years old, his father said, you have to do this. He said, very nice, I hear you, but I can do whatever I want. Why? You do what you do, I do what I have to do. So, to say the shayla by someone who's a gadol, let's say he's less than 20, so you can say the same shayla about someone less than 20. Less than 20 is in minah shemaim is not a ancient, is not a bayachet. So can you do the same thing? So the avad is not shayach. Chassam Sofer says the whole Indian that if someone who's less than 20 is not going to get punished. So Chassam Sofer, that's dafka and the various that the mechudish in that time, like the oynish that the midbar got, their chiyuvim dafka in that time, that applies to them. However, since I'm sorry for every person here, once you have a mitzvah and a shemayim, you are punished. Spot down that way, Lalach and Pesach Chulis and Kufpehe, in your days, if contest. Another Mahalath of Nodib Yudah says also the Indian of Ben Chaf is only for when you're alive, Akash Baruch Hu won't punish you. But once you go to Shemayim, it's going to punish you from the age of Bar Mitzvah. That's brought down the Pesach Tshuva in Yodei 7 Shinayin Vav. There are other Mahalchim, you can look at the Padishetiv and Chayasaro. But however, Be'ikir, if other person, once he hits Bar Mitzvah, he has a Chiyav Gomer and will get punished for him in the Shemayim if he does not do Torah Mitzvahs. However, what about a Katan? Can he do whatever he wants? So B'Shlom Azalman, Imin Chashloim, and Chalbei, Simen Ayin Tes, he says, true, even the Chiyav Chilch is on the father. But from that we see what Hashem is. We see what Hashem wants. Hashem wants you to be Magla Mitzvahs. Hashem even let a father hit the child. From that we see that Kosh Baruch wants you to Torah Mitzvahs. That is what Hashem. For you to go against what Hashem, that's a 100% wrong. You have to go to what Hashem. The stipler. Even on the Bar Mitzvah. That's his case. You have a chiv by a cotton. Mitzad what Hashem. The stipler Yevamis and Simon Lamaral for Ezein, same thing. He said, "Mitzad Rotzon Hashem, a person has to listen to Kosh Baruch Hu, even though there is no makar to mechayiv you, because that's what Hashem wants." And he says, "That's what happened to you." He says, the Gemara in Menachos that even though a person Be'etzim does not wear tzitzis, everyone is wearing apikantis to mechayiv himself in tzitzis. What is the reason? Could be Eden Rischa when Kosh Baruch Hu get angry, Kavi Yachol, he'll punish you. Says a stipler, "Who didn't Rotzon Hashem? If you don't do it, he'll punish you." Be Eden Rischa. So, Be'etzim a person is put into this world, why? To do Ratzon Hashem. Mesilas Shosham says, what is Chassidus? Chassidus is that we know what Ratzon Hashem is, and you have to go do it. And Be'etzim, every Chassid, he has a chiyuv to go do Ratzon Hashem. When you learn the Torah, it's a blueprint of what to do, and that's what everyone has to do. But if you understand from the sense of the Mesilas Shosham, what Hashem wants, and you're holding up that Madrega to go do it, and you know that's Ratzon Hashem, you have a chiyuv to go do it. Kedoshim to you. Well, you know what you're holding. Even though it's B'shus HaTorah, still, if you're holding on so much, you have to go do Ratzon Hashem. We're put in this world to go do Ratzon Hashem. We have to work upon the Ratzon Hashem. And if that's our taflis, any chanami person is a chiv to go do it, whether you have a makor to mechayiv you or not, but that's what you have to do. You want to go do Ratzon Hashem.